the Word of God and giving us these outlets to share His words. For we may be bound, we may be quarantined, but His word is not bound. His word can reach us regardless of where we are. I want to thank those that are here and those that are watching via Facebook Live and through our web site, Jesus is Good, or goodnewsofjesus.org. We want to encourage you to share this message and this worship experience with others who are also dealing with the same thing that we are. This is a nationwide issue. This is not a New Bethlehem issue, but it's a national issue. But we trust God. We believe God. We know that God is going to see us through, and He allows certain things to come about, and He allows us to experience certain things to test our faith. For James says, count it all joy when you deal with diverse temptation, knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience, and patience shall have her perfect work. So we trust God in all of this. And then Paul says in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, and we know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and who are called according to His purpose. So this is a great day. Certainly we thank God for a day of worship, a day of praise, a day of word. And certainly we offer to you also, as I'm thinking of it, opportunities to worship by giving. We have Giblify that you can access through the church's website. If you would like, sometime during the week, you can come by the church and there will be persons appointed to receive your gifts that you can worship the Lord in your giving. Certainly we thank Him for allowing me to be here. I drove 2 hours to share in this worship experience because I believe word is important. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Join me, if you will, Psalms 121. Psalms 121 in its entirety, it says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He would not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he that keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade upon your right hand. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. I want to talk about the Lord, our helper. The Lord, our helper. My brothers and sisters, as we consider the tragedies, diseases, devastations, problems, persecution, and plagues in our country and in the world, the question is, are we safe? Are we safe with our security systems? Are we safe in the world? Are we safe in our homes? Are we safe with our personal weapons of mass destruction? Are we safe? Well, I'm here to tell you and to report to you, brothers and sisters, there are no safe places in this world. The only safe place we have is in the Lord Jesus Christ. The psalmist tells us that we are safe in the Lord and in the Lord alone. Psalm 121 is one of the psalms of ascent. The psalms of ascent are Psalms 120 through 134. And the psalms of ascent were sang by the people of God as they journeyed to Jerusalem to observe and participate in the three great feasts that were held in Jerusalem. The feast of Passover, the feast of Pentecost, and the feast of Tabernacles. This psalm is also known as a pilgrim's song, a journey song, a trip song. In other words, the people of God sang these songs as they traveled along the weary wilderness way together to Jerusalem. They knew the Lord would take care of them. They knew the Lord would shepherd them. They knew He would secure and strengthen them along the way. Notice Psalms 121 speaks of the dangers of the journey and of the security we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, we are all on a journey. Life is a journey. Life is a dangerous journey. Life is full of problems. Life is full of plagues. Life is full of seen and unseen dangers. On this journey, we are traveling to heaven through though we face dangers, destructions, and deadly viruses, our safety is in the Lord. That's right. Oh, I'm safe in the Lord. I'm secure in the Lord. The psalmist begins by saying, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hill from whence comes my help. When the psalmist says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hill from whence comes my help, he is not lifting his eyes to the physical hill. He is looking beyond the hill to the creator of the hill. In other words, he is looking unto God. He is looking unto the creator. He is looking unto the Almighty because he knows that his help comes from the Lord. Brothers and sisters, I think I need to pause parenthetically to say to us that we don't get help from physical high places and physical places. Our help comes from the Lord. He's our helper. He's our help in times of trouble. He's looking beyond the hill to the creator of the hills for help. As they were singing this song, some believed that sentence one was saying to keep the people of God alert and cautious of the robbers that lurk in the hills waiting for an opportunity to attack, rob, and cause injury to the travelers. Danger is lurking in the hills of life's journey. Danger waiting to ambush us, waiting to afflict us. There are thieves hiding in the hills who would rob us and rob you of your peace, rob you of your joy, rob you of your faith. There is sin hiding in the hills. To strip you and rob you of your strength and your life. The hills are dangerous because there is no telling of who and what is waiting for us in the hills. But God, the creator of the hills, is our help. He says, I lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence comes my help. Now, if you're going to make it on this journey called life, there are two things I see in Psalms 121 that warrants our attention and serves to give us assurance as we travel along the way. You got time? Let me share it with you. First of all, if you're going to make it, there must be a deep sense of dependence upon the Lord. There has to be a deep sense of dependence on the Lord. He says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence come my help. I see this dependence in, first of all, he deals with personal confidence. Verse 1, he uses personal pronouns. He says, I will.
That's right.
Mine eyes. He doesn't say, we will.
That's right.
He doesn't say our eyes. He puts it in the personal perspective.
Yes, sir.
That in life you can have people around you and still be on this journey alone.
Amen.
It's a personal journey.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Personal journey. Personal journey. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence come my help. He realizes the nearness of the Lord to help him. And brothers and sisters, I can't speak for you. I can only speak for myself. I can't tell you who your confidence is in, but I can tell you who my confidence is in. My confidence is in the Lord.
That's right.
Personal. You have to place your confidence, your faith in the Lord. I can't have confidence in the Lord for you. You can't have confidence in the Lord for me. Every man must deposit his own confidence in the Lord. Do I have a witness? He says, I will. Personalize this. I will. Make this your own prayer. I will. In times of calamity, in times of chaos, in times of caution, I will lift up mine eyes. He deals with this from a personal, but not only do I see personal confidence, the summons, he doesn't leave it as a fill in the blank, but he tells us exactly to whom to put our confidence in.
That's right.
The person to whom you should have your confidence.
That's right.
Verses 1 and 2, he says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord.
Yes.
The capital L-O-R-D.
Yes.
The
right. Yes.
Lord.
That's right. Yes.
Which made heaven and earth. He knew that help would not come from the hills. Help would not come from people who are fickle and frail just as himself.
That's right.
He knew that help would not come from the foundations of the world. He says, my help comes from the Lord.
That's right.
No false God can help you on this journey. No false God can keep you safe in times of danger. No false God can keep you well in times of sickness. No false God can safeguard you in times of plague and pandemics. Only God can keep you. Only God can keep you. Notice five times throughout the psalm, he tells us who his trust is in. Verse 2, the Lord. Verse 5, the Lord. Verse 5, the Lord. Verse 7, the Lord. Verse 8, the Lord. The word for Lord is Yahweh. Yahweh is the covenant name of God. Yahweh in the case. God as the self-existent, eternal, unchanging, uncaused God who is above all and over all. The psalmist speaks of the one true and living God who controls all and is able to help us all.
That's right.
He says, my help is in the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Comes from the Lord.
Yes, sir.
So no need of me looking horizontally.
That's right.
For help in these type of crises.
Amen.
I have to look vertically.
That's right.
Because he did say, look up to the hill.
Amen.
We have to look up. That means we have to learn to pray more.
Yeah, that's right.
Learn to commune with him more.
That's right.
Learn to spend time with him in isolation more. Maybe God has allowed this to get us all by himself.
That's right. Amen.
Because we have been too busy.
Amen.
Shut down stores and shut down institutions to get our attention. And can't nobody do that but the Lord. God can shut up rain. God can shut up heaven. He can do what he wants to do whenever he wants to do it. God may be allowing this to get our attention.
Amen.
To put us back on our knees.
Amen.
To put our hands back in the air in worship.
That's right.
To commit and dedicate our hearts back to him.
Yeah.
To open our mouths with authentic and genuine praise.
Yeah.
God is in charge, I tell you. So the psalmist, he looks beyond the hills to see the Lord. He depends upon the Lord. You know, sometimes God allows things to happen to show us that we cannot trust in all of those different things and people we've been trusting in.
That's right.
Do I have a witness?
Amen.
He'll cut us off to make us depend on him.
That's right. Amen.
Dependence, he says, there has to be a deep dependence, not a surface dependence, but a deep dependence. Not just calling his name casually and occasionally, but a deep dependence. That every day and every night you seek God, because you know that if the Lord don't help you, you won't be able to make it. You won't be able to stand the storm. Deep dependence. Deep dependence, deep dependence. In your homes, look at your neighbor and tell them deep dependence.
Deep dependence.
Deep dependence.
Yes.
You got to lay it all on God.
That's right.
We're not in charge of nothing.
That's right.
You got to lay it all on God. You got to put all of your weight on God. You got to trust God totally.
Yes.
With your life.
Yes.
With your soul.
Yes.
He reveals to us a deep sense of dependence. But now watch the second point and I'm finished. If you're going to make it on this journey called life, there has to be a desire and disposition of God to help us.
Yes.
Verses 2, because throughout the remainder of the psalm,
yes.
Desire. Notice God in verse 2. Because which made,
yes, sir,
heaven and earth.
That's right.
He reveals the perpetual power of God.
Yes.
He reveals the power of God in creation.
Yes.
In creation. He says he made heaven and earth. So he reveals God as a God of all power. Because it takes a God of all power to create. Not a God of some power. But a God of all power. Perpetual means that it is unending. It is without expiration. It is without ceasing. That God who created the heaven and earth still has the same amount of power today.
That's right.
That he had when he created the heaven and earth.
That's right.
It's ongoing. There is no entanglements. Difficulty. Danger that God can't deliver us from.
That's right.
He has power.
Amen.
He has power.
Yes.
And the God who created heaven and earth is our helper.
Yes. Right.
Perpetual power of God. But then notice the perpetual care of God. Verse 3, he says, he will not suffer your foot to be moved.
Right.
He keeps thee, will not slumber.
Yes.
God keeps our feet from slipping.
Yes.
Life gets slippery. Life sometimes wants to take us off of our feet. Sometimes the slopes of life are too steep for us to stand erect by ourselves. But God, he keeps us on our feet. One particular psalm said, God makes our feet as hind feet, as the feet of deer, that we can walk upon our high places. God's perpetual care. Oh, we must remember that God is ever with us and has promised to sustain us with his presence and his power. Notice the psalmist says, he that will not slumber. God does not get drowsy. He does not get sleepy. He does not get distracted with rest. God does not ever become unconscious about anything. God needs no rest because God never gets tired. Verse 4 says, behold, he keeps Israel and he shall neither slumber nor sleep. The word sleep, yashin in Hebrew, which means to slack, to be slack. Sleep, by implication, means to grow old and die. God doesn't grow old. God does not die. He can't die. God has no expiration date. Because time has no variance on God. He's eternal. He's the same. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. He never ages. He never wears. Therefore, it never gets tired. God, who has all power to perpetually care for us, cares for us and helps us. Let me give you a few scriptures or verses to help us or to help you along the way. Matthew 28:20, because I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Romans 8:31. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Hebrews 7:25 says, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever lives to make intercession for them. The perpetual care of God for us. It goes on and on and on and on. It's better and it's more powerful and it's more enduring than the Energizer battery. It goes on and on and on. He cares for us.
That's right.
Even in these times, God is caring for us. He's caring for us. We may not know what will become of us, but God knows. Because God is omniscient. But God, who is all-knowing, knows how to protect us. And how to keep us. But not only do I see the perpetual care of God for us, the perpetual power of God, but I see the perpetual protection in all perils. Verse 5, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord is the shade upon thy right hand. And I said, well, Lord, why isn't it the left hand? But he said, in ancient times, when people would go to war, they would carry their shield upon their left hand. And they would carry their sword with their right hand. And as they were going out to battle, they would hold up the shield with their left hand. And they would jab with their right hand. But whenever they would jab with their right hand, it was impossible for them to hold out their shield and jab at the same time. So they would become vulnerable to their enemies. But with God on their side, what they couldn't keep, God is able to keep. That's good news, especially in our times of trouble. What we can't keep, God is able to keep. And in our most vulnerable state, God is our shield. He He's our mask. He's our sanitizer. He's everything we need. So when you go on in life, you got to go on in the name of Jesus. Because Jesus is able to keep us. The Lord will keep us in times of trouble. He will keep our souls. Do I have a witness? He will keep all that we have. And He will keep our entire being. He will keep us eternally in salvation. But He will keep us safe in the earth. Because the psalmist said, as we go out and in, He will keep us. And so when I don't know what's lurking in the hills, God will be my shield. You ought to high five your neighbor and tell your neighbor that God is a keeper. Oh, yes, He is. He's our help in times of trouble. He's our help in times of storm. He's our help in times of sickness. He's our help in time of disease. He's our help in times of storm. Ain't He all right? Let me leave you this morning by telling you a story one of my friends told me. He says we can trust God with simple faith. I said, he said we can trust God with simple faith. He said he got a 3-year-old daughter. When she see him come in the house, she take off the running and jump into his arms. And she never think about her daddy dropping her because she jumped into his arms. That's simple faith. When it comes to the Lord, we ought to have simple faith. Because in times of trouble, we can run to the Father and jump in his arms. And He'll hold you in times of trouble. In times of sickness, you can run and jump in his arms, and he will hold you. Ain't God all right? In times of trouble, in times of storms, in times of caution, in times of disease, God is our help and he's our keeper. How do you know? Because Jesus ran to the Father's arms. He was hanging on that cross from the 6th to the 9th hour. It was darkness over the land. He died out on that cross. But he said right before he died, here you go, Daddy. Here's my spirit. And he gave up the ghost. He dropped his head in the locks of his shoulders. He died. Didn't he die Sunday morning? The same Jesus that died on the cross said, Daddy, give me back my spirit. Daddy, give me back my energy. Daddy, give me back my life. He was raised from the dead. That third day morning, he got up with all power, heaven and earth in his hands. You ought to wave your hand and say, I'm not worried because I'm in his hands. And he will hold me. He will keep me. He will help me. Yeah! 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 Bless your hearts. Bless your hearts. Bless your hearts. The Lord our helper in times of trouble. trust Him. Depend on Him. Deeply depend on Him. Give it all over to Him. He'll keep you in these times. Times of stress and worry for people of the world. But for the people of God, it's a time of confidence, time of trust, time of faith in God. He'll see us through. This is not the first thing that has come against us and come upon the world. This too shall pass. But even in this season, understand that God is in charge and He knows exactly what He's doing. Trust Him. Trust Him. I wanted to encourage your hearts today to trust Him. I said earlier that the Word of God is not bound. The Word can reach you where you are. So I want to extend an invitation to you that are here in this sanctuary and those of you who are watching from the confines of your home or your workplace. If you have not put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior to be saved, you can do that today. You can do that now. Because the word has been preached. And if you believe on Him, the word of God says, thou shalt be saved. Believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. If you do that today, we ask that you contact us and let us know that you made Jesus your choice. You made Him Savior. You made Him Lord of your life. And we would love to partner with you, to be a family to you, and to teach and train and love and care for you as a family. Please let us know if you have made Jesus your Lord. Listen, I want to close out this service with us creating an altar where we are. God answers prayer. He answers prayer. He wants to hear from us. He loves to hear our voice. He loves to commune with us. Prayer is precious and prayer is powerful. I said earlier, sometimes these things are allowed to thrust us on our knees. Because we become so occasional and sporadic in our praying. Please, if you will, bow your heads where you are. Father in heaven, we thank you again. Lord, your life, your health, your strength, your peace, your joy. You are shelter in our times of trouble and storm. Lord, from your lips flow words of power. That we may be prohibited from coming into the sanctuary. But Lord, we have an altar in our hearts. That we can fall down on our knees or stand and bow our heads and talk with you. And Father, we're reminded that our communing with you and our praying is never in vain unless we pray amiss. But Lord, we are praying for you to hear us. We're praying sincerely because we find ourselves dealing with something that's beyond human ability to handle and heal. But God, you got all power, heaven and earth in your hands. And as with everything else, we too with this, bring it to you. Father, we as your people humble ourselves. We are praying, seeking you, turning from our wicked ways. We want to hear from you and we want to be healed. Father, we pray not only for the condition of our country, but Lord, there are so many hurting people that wish they could have been in the sanctuary, but Lord, give them that blessed assurance that you are right there with them where they are. Touch them now in the name of Jesus. Help them overcome bereavement, sickness, poverty, disease. Help them overcome discouragement, feelings of defeat. Help them, Father, to live that abundant life that your Son Jesus Christ came, bled, and died so that we would live. I thank you for media outlets that your word can go out all across this country. And I just believe you're doing a God-sized thing today. What the enemy meant for our bad, you turn it around for our good. That the church is going to shift gears and go higher, do more. Thank you for getting our attention. Thank you for humbling us. Thank you. Lord, as always, we pray for forgiveness of sin, healing of our souls. And Father, help us to live every day as if it's our last day. Be with us now, Lord, as we go from this place, but never from your presence. Watch over our families. Watch over our friends. Watch over every church that's open in your name. And every church that is shut down, that's broadcasting from the pastor's living room or kitchen or bedroom, your word go forth in Jesus' name. Now may the grace of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, may it rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. And every heart say, Amen.